Blog Talk Radio.
Come to my mercy, where the blood and water flow. I won't abandon you. Through suffering you'll grow, and you'll see my grace come pouring down. Come to my mercy. Come to my mercy, where the river of life flows. From this fountain comes grace for every soul, and you'll see my love come shining through. Come to my mercy. Come to my mercy, where the rays of love shine through all the darkness. I will always be with you. I am waiting here with open arms. Come to my mercy. I am waiting here with open arms. Come to my mercy.
Pope St. John Paul II would say, "Were it not for the divine mercy, can the world find refuge and the light of hope?" 390 of St. Faustina, it says, "He who knows how to forgive prepares for himself many graces from God. As often as I look upon the cross, so often will I forgive with all my height, my heart." Jesus told Faustina, "I am love and mercy itself. There is no misery that could be a match for my mercy. Neither will misery exhaust it, because as it is being granted, it increases. The soul that trusts in my mercy is most fortunate, because I myself take care of it." I also promise victory over enemies already here on earth, especially at the hour of death. I myself will defend it as my own glory. And the more you trust in me completely, the stronger is my mercy. The more I can forgive, my mercy is so powerful that it can wipe out the sins of all mankind. Jesus, I trust in you. These words summarize the faith of the Christian, which is faith in God's merciful love. That's coming from Pope Benedict XVI. Faith is nothing else than trust in the divine mercy promised in Christ. And if a soul loves God sincerely and is intimately united with him, then, even though such a soul may be living in the midst of a difficult external circumstance, nothing can disturb its interior life. And that's St. Faustina, 1094. Look into my heart and see there the love and mercy which I have for humankind, and especially for sinners, and enter into my passion. Jesus to St. Faustina, her diary, 1663. My mercy is greater than your sins and those of the entire world. The Diary of St. Faustina, 1485. Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20, verse 29. Not in the beauty of the color, nor in the brush, lies the greatness of this image, but in my grace. Jesus said to St. Faustina, her diary, 313, a great desire to abandon myself with greater trust to the divine mercy and to place my hope in God alone. And that's Padre Pio. St. Padre Pio said this. And we Christians are the true Israel, which springs from Christ. But we are carved out of his heart as from a rock. St. Justin Martyr, father of the church and martyr. He who trusts in my mercy, will not all his affairs are mine. That's in St. Faustina's diary, 723. Jesus, I trust in you. Well, everything that exists is enclosed in the bowels of my mercy, more deeply than an infant in its mother's womb. Faustina's diary, 1075. So much here. And those who sincerely say, Jesus, I trust in you, will find comfort in all their anxieties and fears. And that's Pope St. John Paul II. All those souls who will glorify my mercy and spread its worship, encouraging others to trust in my mercy, will not experience terror at the hour of death. The Diary of St. Faustina, 1540. Wow, praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, I love you. Saint Joseph, I love you. And my guardian angel, I love you. The divine mercy, O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially of those in most need of your mercy. My God, I believe, I adore, and I hope that I love you, and I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. While serving in the army, deployed to Iraq, it was a daily routine in a war zone to handle the dead and wounded. We had to be prepared at any moment's notice, 24/7. Sometimes it could happen multiple times a day with many casualties. A good day would be when we lost no one. Sometimes the only thing I could do for someone is pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet in the absence of a Catholic priest. There may not be anything we can do, as the wounds were just too catastrophic. Sometimes, actually, most of the time, there was no priest available on the battlefield, nor in most of the frontline aid stations. When we receive casualties, there are so many things happening at once. I might be involved with CPR, trying to keep someone alive until the doc calls it. I would simply pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Now I would be looking around, ensuring that all can be done, making sure that the casualties are packaged and ready for air transport, medevac. The sky is green. If the sky is red, it presents problems for us getting a ground convoy. And continuing in my prayer, I would pray, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And I remember the promise our Lord made to St. Faustina, consoling her that for the dying, if someone prays the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the soul would find peace. And this hits home for me, literally, as my mother would be told that she had 2 days to live. She developed a massive blood clot that lodged in her right lower leg, causing it to turn blue. And without circulation, her leg did not make it. When I arrived at the hospital, the doctors did not believe she would survive the night, and they gave her 2 days to live. My brother and I took Mom home to die, as she wouldn't want to die in the hospital, but at home with her family around her. As soon as we got her in her bed, I elevated her leg, giving some comfort. I placed a rosary above the site where it was dead and bathed the area with holy water and prayer. And Mom's meditation, such as a medication such as morphine, helped at times. But what helped her most was praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet with me. She felt a peace within her, and she was able to rest. And this went on for about 10 days when I had to get an extension on my leave, as Mom was living longer than what the doctors projected. I was sitting next to her bed when Mom asked me, do you believe that the Lord will receive me when I pass? And I told Mom, Mom, you know he will receive you. Trust in his word and stand on what he says. And that's when I began to sing to her a song we sing at Mass, Be Not Afraid. And Gigi, my wife, was standing on the other side of the bed when she saw Mom's rosary on her desk, so she gave the rosary to Mom to hold. And as we were singing the song, Be Not Afraid, together, Mom was holding her rosary. And it was at this point that I noticed the rosary changed from silver to gold in her hands. And what a sign this was for us. And I will write here, the Lord gave my mother another 18 months. And Mom was finally taken by the Lord on 1 August 2006. And I will never forget how the Divine Mercy Chaplet made such an impact for my mother. That would lead to the earlier scenario. In the absence of a priest, without the anointing of the sick, the last rites, the Divine Mercy Chaplet is an important devotion. And I have met parents of soldiers who had died there in Iraq that were consoled by me when learning of our dedication of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, praying for their sons. The devotion of the Divine Mercy is a 9-day novena beginning on Good Friday. It goes to Divine Mercy Sunday. And so Jesus told St. Faustina, these souls cause me more suffering than any others. It was from such souls that my soul felt the most revulsion in the Garden of Olives. It was on their account that I said, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass me by. And the last hope of salvation for them is to flee to my mercy. And Saint Faustina wrote in her diary, on each day of the novena, you will bring to my heart a different group of souls, and you will immerse them in this ocean of my mercy. On each day, you will beg my Father on the strength of my passion for the graces for these souls. And the opening prayer, which would be optional here, you expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. And then the chaplet begins with the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Apostles' Creed. On the large beads we pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. And on the 10 small beads of each decade, we pray, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And then the chaplet is concluded with three times, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And the closing prayer, and this is optional, Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us, preach your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy, mercy itself. And so the 9-day novena, the first day is to bring me all men, bring to me all mankind, especially all sinners. The second day, today bring to me the souls of priests and religious. The third day, today bring to me all devout and faithful souls. The fourth day, today bring to me those who do not believe in God and those who do not know me. And the fifth day, today bring to me the souls of those who have separated themselves from my church. And the sixth day, today bring to me the meek and humble souls and the souls of little children. And the seventh day, today bring to me the souls of who especially venerate and glorify my mercy. And the eighth day, today bring to me the souls who are in the prison of purgatory. And the ninth day, they bring to me the souls who have become lukewarm. And so, I mean, how this is so important for us. And now I will share the divine mercy with Donna Lee as she prays with a priest. The divine mercy with Donna Lee.
Let us pray the chaplet of the divine mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You expired Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins, and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Amen. And that's Donna Lee, the Divine Mercy of Donna Lee and the priest that she was praying with. And now we will have the Divine Mercy Chaplet sung by Donna Corey Gibson.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day rose again. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. In reparation for the sins, for the wound in his right hand, we pray.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and love, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins, those of the whole world. For the sake of his powerful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his powerful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his powerful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of your soul.
reparation for the wound in his left hand.
Eternal Father, I offer you body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins, those of the whole world. For the sake of sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of
right foot.
For the wound in his left foot.
For our Lord's wound in his side.
Oh,
O God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And the divine mercy, important that is. All the saints attest to it. And Jesus offers it. Every time you go to confession, the Lord offers his mercy in the confessional. He will honor that mercy when you stand before him in the face of his eternal justice. So we encourage you to go to Mass. Trust in our Lord. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. We thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts that you've given us.
Jesus, friend of a lonely heart, you are my haven, you are my salvation, you are the bright ray. Light and
They got a color 804 area code. You're on Deeper Truth.
Hello, I'm just listening in. I enjoy y'all so. I try my best to catch it when you all on. So tonight I catch you all on, so now I can listen in.
Well, we've been doing the Divine Mercy a little bit about it. I had Donna Corey Gibson, Catholic author and artist, and I had Donna Lee, also Catholic artist, and so it was wonderful to do the, you know, share the Divine Mercy. And thank you for calling in. What would be your first name, ma'am? First name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sharita, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Virginia. All right, Virginia. Hey, do you get a lot of snow out there?
Yeah, sometimes we do. Sometimes we get a lot of snow. Sometimes we get a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get none.
We got a lot of snow here in Kansas, where I'm at, and it was been like 25 below. It's been cold. So I figured y'all been getting
it. Cold here. It's cold here.
Wow, awesome. So, well, I do appreciate you calling in there and everything. So, you love Jesus?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Outstanding.
He's my best friend.
There you go. My best friend. That's outstanding. Astounding. That's what we're all about here. And we have, this is a worldwide podcast here, and so we're all over the world. And so if we can help one person, it's all worth it, man. And thank you for calling in and, you know, participating and, you know, the mercy of our Lord. That's important, and for us to reach people with His mercy. He wants to give people His mercy. And so that's important. So you got some little ones with you?
No, they all sleep. My grandkids, they all sleep.
Well, yeah, grandkids. Okay, gotcha. Hey, I got grandkids too. In fact, we got a brand new grandchild. Scarlett was born in the Philippines just a couple of weeks ago, and so thank you, ma'am. And they are a gift. They are a great gift from the Lord. So we pray for our children and all our grandchildren. Yeah, so we pray for our children and grandchildren. And all children. We pray for all children. So much is coming up against them in our schools and in our politics. So we need to pray for our children. We pray for our families. We pray for the Lord's mercy.
Yes.
Oh, this is good. This is really good. And so I've been to Virginia, I've been there, been to West Virginia, and so, you know, been that, but I've been mostly in the Middle East, I spent a lot of time in the Middle East, and then also the Midwest. There's a lot of difference from the Middle East and the Midwest, that's definite.
Yes,
I know what it is.
Oh,
yeah, the desert. Being in the desert as long as I was, and Saudi Arabia and Iraq and Kuwait and all that over there. And then now in Kansas, oh, yeah, it's a whole lot different here. You know, even a lot different than Texas. I was stationed in Texas in the Army. I was in the Army. So here we are in sub-zero weather. And 10 inches of snow. Ma'am, we are at that time because you just caught me just right before we were about to done finish up. But thank you so much, ma'am. God bless you and your family.
God bless all of you. Yes.
And we'll see you. If you go to Deeper Truth Radio, Google it, Deeper Truth Radio. You can check out our daily shows. We do the what we call a stand in the gap, where we pray for our priests and we pray for our bishops and we pray for our deacons. We pray for our altar servers. We pray for children. We pray for children and grandchildren. So we pray for a lot. We pray for America. We pray for a lot of things. We pray for our country. We pray for those who are in prison. We pray for the prodigals. We pray for a lot of things because there's so much need. We have so much need. We pray for the elderly. We pray for those who need our Lord's help. And so, which we all do. Yeah, Google Deeper Truth Radio. And that would be, I'm highly honored. Thank you so much, ma'am. And God bless you and yours and your grandchildren, too. And I know you love them. I know you love them. So
thank you. Thank you.
And thank you, ma'am. And God bless you. And we'll see everybody next time. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. And good night, everybody. And may his blessings, may the Lord's blessings shine upon you this day and night. God bless. Amen. As we close, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good night, everybody.